Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Before the gospel was revealed through Christ and his apostles, God had the truths of New Testament Christianity hidden in his infinite mind. Paul wrote to the Corinthians about the mystery which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The mystery, or hidden wisdom, could not be known by anyone, not even the so-called sages of the ages, except as God chose to open his mind and to allow men to look within. Paul affirms that God did exactly that. But God has revealed them, that is, the great truths God had in his mind, to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. How does all of that benefit those of us who live in the Christian era? Now we, that is the apostles and other inspired men, have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given unto us of God. 1 Corinthians 2:7, 10, and 12. Paul informed the Colossians that God had given him the stewardship of the Word, even the mystery, which has been hidden from ages and generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Colossians 1:25 and 26. Please remember that the Greek word for mystery, mysterion, does not mean in Greek what it does in English. The word simply means a secret. God had secrets in his mind, which had been hidden from ages and from generations. Apparently, God had kept these secrets in his mind from eternity past. His plan for the Christian era was to send his Son into the world for the sins of all men. According to Ephesians 3, his plan also included saving men in the church of the living God. Paul's assignment as an apostle was to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent, or for the purpose, that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 3:9-11. Incidentally, the establishment of the church and our salvation through it were not afterthoughts on God's part. God does not have afterthoughts. His plan from the foundation of the world was to reveal his Son and his church at the time he thought appropriate. The New Testament confirms that truth very plainly. Paul says the mystery, or secret, is now made manifest to his saints. In other words, what God had hidden in his mind is now known, or can be known, by man because God has revealed the secret. The Greek word rendered manifest appears 49 times in the New Testament. It is translated appeared, show, make manifest. The literal meaning of the word is to make visible, to make clear, or to make known. The word involves shining a light on a subject so that all can see and understand. What God kept hidden in his mind from ages and from generations has now been made known so that we can know what God demands of us. If the secret had not been made clear, we would be in the dark regarding God's will for fallen men. But God has made it manifest to his saints. How truly grateful you and I ought to be that God so loved us that he provided the means by which we can be saved. He has revealed the plan of salvation so plainly that we ought to be able to understand it and to obey it. There are many passages which tell us of God's plan for saving us. But what verse could be plainer than our Lord's great commission according to Mark? He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who believes not shall be condemned. Mark 16:16. This is God's revelation of the mystery he had in mind. Thank you, and may God bless you.